Why are you hiding in the basement? You've got a room full of potentials up there, all looking to be led. Aw, poor Slayer. Being in charge too rough for you, B? I'm teasing. Scooch over. Ugh. This bed is awful. I guess Spike doesn't need the best in order to sleep, huh? So, what's with you two anyway? He gets a soul and you get the good down low tingles? Yeah, I can see that. The bad boys repenting and all that jazz. Still, seems like he hasn't been the greatest at getting your stress gone. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I know of a way to help. I'm not saying I want to join you in Spike, though I did have a dream once about you and Angel and me. Kidding. Kinda. Nah, what I meant was, just lie back. B, come on, don't overthink this. Just shut up and let me help you. Now you can't tell me this doesn't feel good. My fingers kneading your breasts, my thigh pressing up against your pussy, pushing hard and softly grinding against it. I can feel how wet you are already through my jeans. Yeah, that's it. Just close your eyes and let me... Wait. I've got an idea. I know what you mean. Earlier, while I was browsing your weapons chest, I saw this bad boy. I know, it has a sordid past. You shoved it into my belly and put me into a coma. But the past is the past. And this knife, it still smells like I remember. Oh, shut up. You know the sight of me holding this knife gets you wet. You've got the darkness in you, Buff. Just like me. Always there, below the surface. We've found ways to deal with it. But now... Now we can play with that darkness without letting it overtake us. The tip of the knife lightly pushing up the bottom of your shirt, barely grazing your skin. That shudder tells me all I need to know. Let me take off your shirt and... Those beautiful breasts of yours. Oh, I'm sorry. Is the blade too cold? When I press it against your nipples like this, is that... Oh, they stiffen nicely. What if I just made small circles like this? Good. Stick your tongue out and taste the metal. I cleaned it, B, don't worry. You're safe with me. I've got you. That's a good girl. Now, just a heads up. If you're a screamer, feel free. I wonder if... Yep. Your cunt is dripping wet from this. If I slid down your pants and just shoved this blade into you, do you think it would have gone in easily? Or would it have needed some coaxing? I figured it'd be nice and easy. Trailing the tip of the knife down from your breast slowly to your navel, tracing circles lightly, leaving white lines in its wake. How does it feel at the top of your panties? Do you like to know that this blade, this sharp and coma-inducing blade, is just inches from your soft, warm cunt? Those whimpers are so sweet. Oops, I accidentally cut your panties free. Relax, B, you've got more. Right? Right. You do look good enough to taste. But that's not what you need right now. Just feel the flat of my blade press firmly against your clit. No, no, don't move too much. Just feel the slow build as I begin to move it up and down, up and down, slowly and firmly, before I move it to the left, then right, then left, and right. Your legs are a little shaky, Buff. Something wrong? Glad to hear that. Now I know you want this buried inside of you, but unfortunately, that would hurt a little too much. Looks like you'll just have to come for me against the flat of the blade. Can you do that for me? Just let go and fucking come for me? That's right. I'll rub a little faster and harder, just like you need. Let it all go, Buffy. All that stress, all the pent-up feelings you have about being the leader, and all those annoying potentials upstairs trying to learn the ropes. Forget about all that. It's just us and coming. Just you and me and this knife. Now, come for me. Do it. Now. Oh, that's a good girl. Do you feel better? Only a little? B, I'm hurt. Well, the loud thuds upstairs tell me I don't have time for round two. But, fuck, we gotta go, B. Get dressed and I'll meet you upstairs.